Hi, Sally Spillane. Welcome to the Garden Show and Home, brought to you by Max Agway. Ooh, on Firehouse Lane in Red Hook, New York, offering comprehensive farm, garden, and pet supply needs. Delivery available, maxagway.com. Limber Tree Services, the Hudson Valley's professional arborist, limbertree.com. North Elm Home, furniture, accents, and mattresses on North Elm Avenue in Millerton, northelmhome.com. And the Phantom Gardener, sustainable and organic garden solutions on Route 9 in Rhinebeck and at thephantomgardener.com. And today, Ward's Nursery, Great Barrington. If you haven't been, you got to go. And especially, I have to say, I just wandered the greenhouse for like my third time this season. And I'm always blown away. The greenhouse is huge, A. And two, it's filled to the brim with kind of everything that, I guess you'd say they're all annuals. Well, they're annuals from the tiniest, itsy bitsiest things you can imagine to the biggest, giantest things you can imagine. And they are all in there. And Sam Ward and Carlene Kantner are here today. And Carlene is, she's the one with the watering wand out there, going around making sure that everything is staying fresh and helping pull the potted hanging pots down from the wires so that people can look at them. And she's a potter, so she knows what she's doing. She's, you check her out on Instagram. She's CarleneJeanCantner.com. But she is also my hero because she helps kids name the animals that come to Ward's Nursery at Christmas. So she's always been like, and that's one of my favorite things in the world, to watch the kids name the chickens. I just, naming chickens, I want that job.
Sally, I think it was about a week ago, someone called to see if the animals were around this time of year. We had to say no, unfortunately not. We have too many other things to worry about.
Well, not only do you have too many other things to worry about, I cannot imagine where they would be.
They'd be eating everything.
You guys are so full. Oh my gosh. So Sam and I were wandering through the greenhouse and I nailed Carlene and I said, okay, come on, I want you for the garden show today. I want you to tell me what is going on. There's so many cool things in there. I guess the world of annuals exploded somehow when I wasn't looking, because there seemed to be a lot of things in there that I had never seen before. There was a bougainvillea hanging basket. The flowers were white. They did not look like bougainvillea flowers at all. It was so staggeringly beautiful. So, Carlene, tell us about these things.
It is exciting to be able to bring in plants from other parts of the country and the world so that, you know, we can get just a taste of the tropical things, or like the bougainvillea that you talked about. I mean, I've seen it growing against the building in like Italy, you know, three stories tall. And so it's so cool that Ward's is able to bring in a taste of those things and treat us. So yeah, we have bougainvillea hanging baskets and passion flower vine hanging baskets, as well as trellised pots as well. And those just look so juicy and good right now. Yeah, very exciting. Hibiscus, of course, is popping off. Mandevilla vine, happy to grow.
And you know what? I was really happy to see that you had the little mandevillas. I think they're like $15. They're just a little, like, 6-inch pot.
Right.
Those things really grow.
They do. They want to grow. So you just pot them up, put them with a little fertilizer, and they're going to be growing up your trellis or your fence for the season. And it's awesome. Yeah, we have tables full of small versions, and then, you know, trellis pieces taller than me. So it's approachable. There's jasmine's the same way. So we have some flowering jasmine, which is one of my favorites. I love walking through that aisle, all different sizes.
I think what I'm noticing is that if we don't have something one day, within like 2 or 3 days, it kind of comes back. And that would even extend to like the herbs and the veggies too. It's just been
Totally.
constantly pretty nice out. There's been some rain in between, but the weather's just been perfect.
Yes, we're so busy unloading trucks from farmers far and near, and it's been awesome. So it's kind of fun being able to tell somebody, I'm sorry we don't have that right now, but it's coming this week, and then they're excited and
I got potting soil, so I drove around the back to get it loaded, and there was a jam up of giant trucks and stuff coming off these trucks like crazy. It was so much fun to sit and watch it. It blows my mind how much plant material is everywhere right now, and how now is like exactly the moment. Get out there and see what's going on. Okay. One of the things that blew my mind too is you have hibiscus in bloom in all shapes, sizes, and hibiscus is such a great annual.
It so is. It just blooms all summer long. And very happy. It's a good way to bring in a few different colors. Some of our blooms feature, reds, pinks, and oranges, for instance. So if you like hot colors, you've got to try hibiscus sometime. We have 6-inch pots that are small for a good tabletop or patio, all the way up to like a maybe a 5-foot standard. For a more formal look, maybe out on your pool deck.
And you can overwinter those.
Yes, you definitely can. So, with a lot of the tropical plants that we bring in, we encourage you to try to overwinter. You may not get as much blooming over the winter time, but you could get a house plant companion for a while and then pop it outside, and boom, it does its thing. So, it's very cool.
And I would imagine that feeding a lot of these, especially like the hibiscus, bougainvilleas, just all of those amazing plants is critical.
Yes, definitely. We all do our best when we're well fed and, hydrated. So plants are no different. They need to eat, and all they have is the little pot that they come in. So if we fertilize, we fertilize with a granulated, which is super easy. It w with every watering, it gets a little snack. But then a water-based, water-soluble fertilizer never hurts on top of that too. So if you really want blooming, that's the way to go.
And my theory is never let them dry out, no matter what size the pot.
Right. Our summers are too short to have a dead pot because you let it dry out. You gotta just give it some water and enjoy the lush growth.
So the gray fuzzy thing, there is this plant up there. It's called Tibuchina. Tibuchina.
Yes. Yeah, also known as the princess flower. We were Sally, you and I were talking about like a small gallon size pot. And we have lots of those right now and a couple different varieties, but they grow quite tall. We were reminiscing about like a 8-foot tall tree that was growing in our greenhouse for a while. And they just feature these gorgeous purple flowers that are like the plum color of your wildest dreams. It glows, and then all the foliage is very velvety. The new growth stems are kind of pink and have a blush to them. It's one of my favorites.
I remember when we had the larger ones a couple seasons ago. I think I must have been asked at least 50 times if this could be planted in the ground and live year round here. And I just felt like the grave digger or something, because I was just like disappointing everybody along
Yeah,
the way.
it is sad to know that it just can't be.
But you could get one of the smaller ones and then overwinter it and grow it into that. I mean,
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Like
I have one.
we even had to prune back. We kept a couple over the winters that were large, and they took a hard pruning really well.
And like I said, the new growth on the stem is gives you the pink, kind of a fuchsia magenta. So cutting back is great.
Ooh, I think I'm going to have to get one. I was pretty blown away by it. It looked like the kind of plant you'd want to put your arm around while you were watching a movie.
Totally. Definitely.
Soft, warm, cuddly.
It's true.
So it is amazing. I mean, I'm so grateful for the endless aisles of salvias and what are the things that begin with the L? And I got my Agastaches, which I love, and there are just lantanas. There are so many annuals in there right now. You just couldn't ask for a better selection.
It's so fun. Yep, the lantanas are really, really bright and vivid. A lot of colors, pinks all the way to hot like reds and oranges, and we have six packs too. So those are fun to play with as you plug into your patio pots and whatnot. A lot of stuff. Million bells. Just filled up a table of that today. So very fun to get creative.
I mean, here we go, huh?
Here we go.
I'm just totally blown away by here we go. Oh my gosh. So, okay. So you want to definitely, and that's only one greenhouse. That's the annual greenhouse. There's also the orchid greenhouse and the tropical greenhouse on the other side of Ward's. There's a lot of greenhousing going on. And there's also a pottery sale going on. So you can also, while you're designing your pots, you're out for outdoors, you can get the pot and actually put it on your cart and drive around in your car with your cart, drive, I guess you push, and fill it up with like all kinds of things. I say a tabuchina, hibiscus. I was really blown away by the hibiscus and the fuchsias, but it's just so exotic. So make sure you walk around, and even if you can't think you're not in the mood for something really large, stop and chat with all of them, because Sam said someone called to see if the animals were there this time of year. The animals are not, but the big plants are. So you can we Carlene, we can name the big plants. I think we could. So wait a minute. We had to take a quick break. Sam Ward and Carlene Cantner, Ward's Nursery, Garden Center, and Wild Bird Shop. And we'll be right back with them. Garden Show and Home, brought to you by Stories Nursery in Freehold, New York, a gardener's destination for over 60 years, open year-round. Visit them at storiesnursery.com. And Walkill View Farm Market, your farm market for all seasons, Route 299 West in New Paltz, walkillviewfarmmarket.com. We're taking a break. We'll be right back.